KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the Washington Nationals and the St. Louis Cardinals will play for the National League pennant beginning Friday in St. Louis. The Nationals advanced with an impressive comeback win over the Dodgers in Los Angeles after the Cardinals crushed the Braves in Atlanta. In both cases, the winners advanced on the road in Game 5 after trailing the National League Division Series 2-1. In Atlanta, the Cardinals sent 14 batters to the plate while erupting for 10 runs on 5 hits, 4 walks, and a huge error in the first inning in a 13-1 rout of the Braves. The Braves had a chance to get out of the frame, trailing just 1-0, but first baseman Freddie Freeman botched a potential inning-ending double play grounder. Tommy Edman, Dexter Fowler, and Colton Wong provided 2-run doubles following that error, allowing the Cardinals to turn the deciding game into a laugher. Pitcher Jack Flaherty walked with the bases loaded, and Fowler reached base twice during the rally. The 10 runs is a major league record for a postseason game. Braves starting and losing pitcher Mike Foltynewicz retired just one batter while surrendering 7 runs, 6 of those earned, on 3 hits and 3 walks. Max Fried allowed 3 runs in the first and was lifted to start the third inning with Atlanta down 11-0. Flaherty breezed through 6 innings to get the win, limiting the Braves to 1 run and 4 hits while striking out 8. Flaherty had a shutout until Josh Donaldson homered in the fourth. The outcome put St. Louis in the NLCS for the first time since 2014 when they fell to the Giants. Former Dodger Howie Kendrick launched a grand slam off reliever Joe Kelly with nobody out of the 10th inning to send the Nats to a 7-3 win at Los Angeles. Kendrick's blast knocks out the team that posted the National League's best record during the regular season and puts the Nationals in the NLCS for the first time. Max Muncy and Kike Hernandez homered off of Steven Strasburg to give the Dodgers a 3-0 lead through 2 innings before the Nationals rallied. Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto tied it with back-to-back solo home runs off Clayton Kershaw in the 8th, 2 innings after Soto's RBI single ended Walker Buehler's shutout bid. Daniel Hudson picked up the win, tossing a scoreless 9th inning. Sean Doolittle closed it out by retiring the Dodgers in order in the 10th. Buehler had to settle for a no decision after limiting the Nationals to a run and 6 hits while striking out 7 over 6 2/3 innings. Well, Braves catcher Brian McCann is retiring after 15 major league seasons, making that announcement after Atlanta lost in that NLDS. McCann's career began and ended with the Braves, his hometown team. He hit .249 with 12 homers and 45 RBIs while sharing playing time with Tyler Flowers. McCann batted .262 with 282 home runs in a career that included stops with the Yankees and the Houston Astros. C.C. Sabathia could be on the New York Yankees roster for the AL Championship Series after missing the previous round with an achy left shoulder. Sabathia threw a bullpen session Wednesday and impressed manager Aaron Boone, who said the 39-year-old left-hander is feeling considerably better. Boone says Sabathia is an option for the ALCS, but the Yankees haven't decided on their roster. Relief pitchers Aroldis Chapman and Zach Britton are expected to be 100% for the ALCS. Boone also says outfielder Aaron Hicks has recovered from a right elbow flexor strain. Hicks is healthy enough to play, but Boone says there's trepidation about activating him because he hasn't played in a game since August 3rd. Well, the 17th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes hope the home field is an advantage when they host 10th-ranked Penn State under the lights. The Hawkeyes are 4-1 after a 10-3 loss at Michigan Saturday. Senior corner Michael Ojemudia.
He's at practice. He is not practicing, but he is doing things on the floor. He's running.
I heard there's a stat about under the lights in Kinnick, and, you know, just with the fans and the atmosphere, you know, being able to come back after a hard road game, it's going to be good for us just to play in front of our fans to get that extra boost that we need.
Well, the Hawkeyes will be out to snap a 5-game losing skid in that series.
We take great pride in making Kinnick a tough place to come in and win. And so we definitely want to, you know, make a team come in, and we want to give them our best shot, especially, you know, a big game like this. And, yeah, I think we're just focused on giving them our best shot and defending Kinnick because, you know, we want to make it a tough place to play.
That's sophomore safety Jack Kerner. The Penn State Nittany Lions prevailed in Happy Valley 30-24. In 2 years, the fourth-ranked Nittany Lions used a walk-off touchdown for a 23-21 win in Kinnick Stadium. Here's Iowa running back Torin Young.
Looking back at those games, it can definitely be, you know, frustrating to see, you know, that we came so close and you just, you know, you fall short. But, you know, it's a completely different team this year, and they have a completely different team. So, you know, the things that happen in those games don't really matter. You know, so we're just really focused on this year.
We'll have that game for you live Saturday night here on the radio. That'll be a 6:44 is kickoff. 4:30, we'll have the pregame show on for you Saturday evening. University of Iowa junior defensive end A.J. Epinesa has been named one of 20 quarterfinalists for the 2019 Lott Impact Trophy, which is presented to the nation's best defensive impact player. Epinesa leads defense that ranks third in the country in scoring defense and fifth in total defense. The Hawkeyes have allowed only 61 first downs, the third fewest in the country. The Glen Carbon, Illinois native has two sacks, two pass breakups, and five quarterback hurries so far this season. The winner will be announced at the Pacific Club in Newport Beach on December 15th. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says point guard Jordan Bohannon is still a couple of weeks away from returning to practice. The senior three-year starter underwent off-season hip surgery and may take a redshirt year.
He's at practice. He is not practicing, but he is doing things on the floor. He's running. He's shooting. Not doing a lot of cutting, a little bit. Certainly with no defense, no physical contact. You know, pretty soon I think he'll be, maybe another week or two, he'll be back out there, I think, trying to go full tilt, and then we'll see where it is there at that time.
McCaffrey says there's no chance Bohannon could play a few. There is a chance that Bohannon could play a few games before making a final decision.
The bigger question might be, is that the smartest thing to do? Because remember we said it's a 5 to 9 month rehab, so all of a sudden he starts to play, and then he's realizing I'm still in pain, and I can't move the way I wanted to move. I want to shut it down. Then we can do that.
If Bohannon can't play, more will be expected out of freshman Joe Toussaint from New York City.
He came in with a tremendous attitude. He wants to get better. He pushes the ball. He's got great speed. Gets in the lane, creates opportunities for his teammates. Great vision on the floor. But he's also a guy who can score.
That's head coach Fran McCaffrey. Well, the Big 12 Conference announced Wednesday that Iowa State will be represented by sophomore Tyrese Halliburton, redshirt junior Solomon Young, and seniors Michael Jacobson and Prentice Nixon at the 2019 Big 12 Media Day on Wednesday, October 23rd at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. The four Cyclones are part of a contingent of 37 student-athletes representing the league's 10 teams. Young is making his second appearance, while Halliburton, Nixon, and Jacobson all will be attending for the first time. The group, along with Cyclone head coach Steve Prohm, will participate in the media activities, which will start at 9 a.m. that day, running until 2 p.m. Prohm's press conference will be at 9:45 a.m. Iowa State will open its season Tuesday, November 5th, against Mississippi Valley State at Hilton Coliseum. And Northwest Missouri State was picked to win the MIAA in the 2019-2020 season in both the coaches and media preseason polls. It's the fifth year in a row that the Bearcats have been selected to win the MIAA in at least one of the preseason polls. In the coaches poll, the Bearcats received 13 first-team votes for 169 points. Missouri Southern received the remaining first-place vote for 157 points. Both Northwest and MSSU played in the NCAA Division II Central Regional Final last season. Northwest Missouri was voted in the top spot by the media with 19 first-place votes and 279 points. Missouri Southern was slotted second. Washburn was third. Northwest Missouri State is the defending Division II national champion. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.